This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Shura Kutin with me, Brian Fernandez. The threat of a trade war looms over global markets, the threat between the war between the US and China in particular. Now, we take a look at its potential impact on the Australian economy and equity markets. And on the line is Kingsley Jones, founder and chief investment officer at Jevons Global in Sydney. Brian, you speak to him.
Now, good morning, Kingsley. Overnight, we had some news of an agreement of between the US and South Korea about trade. But what's your view on the potential impact of a trade war on Australia, especially since it's the most China-dependent economy in the developed world?
Well, I think that the major impact from a possible trade war is largely being deflected through the early negotiations that we saw around steel. We won't see if that holds yet, but I'd point out that the bulk of Australia's China trade is in raw materials, education and agricultural products. And they are not really going to be affected too much, we don't think, by the direct effects of a US trade tariff push. There is a risk, though, that the trade war escalates and that starts to hit trade volumes generally, and certainly Australia would be impacted if we were to see a slowdown in global growth and especially a slowdown in Chinese growth. So there's a real risk there, but I think that because of the nature of the high stakes involved and also the present sweet spot for synchronized global growth, it's going to have a drag and an impact and cause a lot of headlines, but I don't think that ultimately it will derail the Australian economy at this point. It doesn't seem likely to us given the nature of the trade flows in question.
Now, Kingsley, let's look at the Australian economy in a little bit more detail. You've got a very high level of household debt, almost 200% of GDP, stagnant wages, a deflationary retail sector. You've got a housing bubble that is correcting, and job numbers are really some way off full employment. There's a view that the Australian economy is poised for a major recession. Do you agree with that view?
Well, I'd point out Australia obviously hasn't had a recession in a long time. And so given that backdrop that you describe, it wouldn't be surprising to have a slowdown of some kind. And indeed, a recession is normally the mechanism by which you clear excess, activity or inappropriate investment within the economy. I don't think that Australia actually is likely to experience that, though, for a particular reason. It's just that there's a very high rate of net population growth, and that has been what sustained Australia through earlier periods when, technically the economy was in a per capita income recession. That is to say, the income divided by the population was going down, but in aggregate, the economy was still growing because the population was growing. Now, you can say, well, that's just an economic debating point, and it is to some degree, because it's not necessarily a high quality of growth when you're growing simply through population. However, having said that, I think that it probably deflects the immediate risk that we would have a recession. Of course, though, there's a problem with that, and that is that if you have difficult economic conditions for the population at large, then the political tension grows. I think we've probably dodged a bullet there because now the budget figures indicate that the Australian economy is improving significantly. Net job additions last year were good, and there is stuff to do with CapEx across the eastern seaboard, especially with infrastructure. So I think we'll probably muddle through it. However, all bets are off if we see a major trade war, then I think a recession scenario is quite probable.
Now, Australia has record low interest rates of 1.5%. And earlier this year, traders were pricing in an Australian rate hike for the fourth quarter. But because of the challenges in the economy, that expectations have been tempered somewhat. Do you see rate hikes happening in Australia this year?
It doesn't seem likely at this point for the reasons you mentioned at the outset. You know, the mortgage stress is high with net debt for households, and so the RBA is unlikely to raise rates prematurely. So long as there's no real sign of inflation, we think that they'll sit tight. We expect the Aussie to trade in the present 70 to 80 cent range versus the US dollar, and that is supported by a trade balance that seems to be shifting towards surplus. Now, of course, if we do have trade wars, that's going to change, and we'll probably see the currency weaken. But right now, it's supporting the currency. Look, the RBA, I think, is probably inclined to say where we are now is a good place to be. A 70 to 80 cent US dollar currency exchange rate is good. They don't want to see it rise too fast because then, we risk competitiveness, and they don't want to see it fall rapidly because then we'd have problems with balance of payments and other financing issues. So I think they'll probably just go steady as she goes and keep rates pat for some time, possibly raising next year.
Note of that, steady as she goes. So let's look at then the impact on equities. Where do you see sectors that you feel that you're bullish on?
Well, when you're neutral on the resource sector, which, as you know, is a large part of the stock market, it's about 30%, and similarly with the financials, we're neutral on resources, although we're bullish on the cycle. In terms of the positives, we're really overweight other sectors, largely through stock picking activity. But in simple terms, we're liking certain parts of healthcare. We think that there's a lot of concept stocks in technology that we're avoiding for now because we think valuations are stretched. But there are other areas of that space that are interesting. And we also like the non-bank financials, although we're underweight the sector overall.
So which stocks are you bullish on at the moment?
Well, look, within resources, our main holding is Rio. As I mentioned, we're kind of neutral to the sector. But we're overweight Rio because we think it has probably the best balance sheet right now. We'd be moving to look at adding BHP over time because, as you know, they have a petroleum business which will start to improve with these firmer prices. Elsewhere in base metals, we like South 32 for its exposure to zinc and silver and lead and other materials, especially coking coal. And we do like to hold a bit of gold at this time, the gold stocks, that is. While ever there's some fears of inflation, we think the stock with the best balance sheet and financial performance is actually Northern Star, but we also like Regis Resources.
Thanks for your insights, Kingsley. That was Kingsley Jones, founder and chief investment officer at Jevons Global from Sydney.
We'll be back with more news and analysis. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.